Heritage Radio Network on tour. We are broadcasting live from the Le Creuset podcast studio at Charleston Wine and Food. And today is a very special day. It is International Women's Day. And so our lineup is full of some of the most amazing women in the food and wine scene. You can check out our full lineup at heritageradionetwork.org/Charleston2019. Special thanks to our sponsors, Le Creuset and the Julia Child Foundation, for making this coverage possible. And today I'm really excited to be chatting with one of my Charleston buddies, Carrie Morey of Callie's Hot Little Biscuits, and a new friend, Louise Van Winkle Breen, who is the co-founder of Pappy and Company. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
We were just saying it's really nice to finally sit down and not just be wandering around schmoozing and trying to say hello to everyone and taste everything. How's the festival been so far for you both?
So much fun. Just a whirlwind. The day's just flying by. But like you said, it feels good to just come in here and chill for a minute because it's wildness out there.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of days, but this is might be my favorite part of the day so far. I just feel like I could sit here all afternoon.
Well, I have to say, when we were driving in this morning, we were keeping our fingers and toes crossed that there would be some biscuits waiting for us here in the industry tent.
And there were,
and it was just the perfect breakfast. So speaking of biscuits, you two have an exciting collaboration. I would love to hear more about it. I saw some Instagrams about it. So yeah, tell me about your new biscuits.
Well,
Carrie, where do we begin? It's a pretty simple story. But with Pappy and Company, our big thing is collaborating with really neat, like-minded people like Carrie. And we were here at Charleston last year for Food and Wine, and she so sweetly invited us over to her Sunday supper. And we came with our U-Haul and everything. We were all packed up, ready to get out of town in the morning, and I didn't know how to detach my U-Haul. So I brought it on over. I don't even think you knew this.
I didn't know that. I love this part.
Parked way down from your house at your neighbor's, because that's the only place I felt comfortable pulling in. But anyway, so she invited us over for dinner, and we just had such a great time. And we've known Carrie, or I've known of her for quite a long time, but never really known her. And we had a great time. We're like, why aren't we working together? Why aren't we doing something? And we have this amazing barrel-aged maple syrup that we're really proud of and adore. And so we decided to do something with maple syrup.
And so you're not given all the details. So she brings me this gorgeous care package, this bag, and all these goodies.
I don't remember that.
Well, we did have some wine over the Persian feast. But I think the best part of the story for me was the collaboration did not come until the day after. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I have the worst memory of all.
Well, again, the wine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the end of the festival. That is, like, actually my favorite day because you're accomplished, you're done, and you can celebrate with your family and friends. And so I was so glad to see y'all come. And we were sitting down just talking about business and the struggles and, like, how hard it is. And the next morning I was going through the care package eating the
bourbon balls.
My god, they're so good. In the morning, 8 a.m eating
it's
those
so
before
mean.
Work
so something I
the
would
perfect
do.
Breakfast really
yeah it's good.
It has a lot of butter in those bourbon
butter
balls, you know?
Bourbon chocolate, what's not to love? But so I pick up the syrup and I'm like, I just loved our time together, and why are we not doing this? And I think I sent you an email. Y'all sent me a thank you email, and I said, y'all, we need to do this together. This would be such a cool collaboration.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
I love it.
We were just thrilled to, like, hear Carrie say that, because we just have always looked up to her, like this just amazing businesswoman, biscuit maven. And we're like, oh, my God, she would want to work with us. And so it was great that she put it out there kind of first, and we kind of followed, and we're thrilled. So we're really excited.
And it's great because you both have two very distinctly Southern product lines. Mm-hmm. All of your products are bourbon inspired. And of course, biscuits are something that they don't make them like that up north where we're from. And so it seems like a no-brainer. And Louise, I would love to hear about some of the other products that Pappy and Company makes. I was seeing some coffee and lots of other treats. So what else is out there?
So we've really come out with you know, we've been in business about 6 years now, and we have 5 food products. Barrel-aged coffee is our latest launch with some great guys in Louisville, Good Folks Coffee Company. And we have bourbon balls made by a friend in Louisville that are amazing.
So
Carrie mentioned a bourbon nib brittle made by Olive and Sinclair in Nashville. A bitter milk. Y'all are all familiar here in Charleston with bitter milk, I'm sure.
You don't know bitter milk?
Bitter milk.
I'm from Brooklyn. I don't know what that is.
You got to get bitter milk.
So you're kind of getting the common theme. Like, we collaborate with some really, like, great people. Two now in Charleston. Bitter Milk is a cocktail mix company. And so they've aged their old-fashioned cocktail mix in our retired Pappy barrels. And
how cool is that?
It's pretty great. And it's just to die for. Delicious. And so that, those are our food products. And then on top of that, we do a lot of other things, like furniture made out of our retired Pappy barrels, cutting boards made from barrel staves, barware, cigars, apparel.
So anything you can think of.
Yeah, it's all inspired by us and our heritage, basically.
That's really cool. Yeah. And I'd love to talk to both of you because, you know, I know Carrie, your business is inspired by your mother's biscuit recipe and her business.
Yes.
And I know you, Louise, work with your triplets.
Yes.
And it's an old family business. So I'd love to hear from both of you kind of what it's like being a part of a family business. You have so much heritage, but you also have a huge responsibility to uphold the family legacy. So I'd love to hear a little bit what that's been like for both of you and how it defines your brands and your products and the way you approach the business.
Sure. Well, I'm glad that we're talking about this because I'm so curious to know if you feel the pressure that I feel like when we come out with a new biscuit or we do something different. I'm kind of scared to give it to my mom. Because I'm like, oh my God. I mean, because she's such an incredible cook, and is she going to like this? Yeah. I mean, do you have that too?
Yes, it's definitely in our minds a lot, and it's funny because we're really licensed to do what we're doing through my dad's company, and so we're really supposed to run everything by him as it is, and we're kind of like lackadaisical on that.
Oh my God, did he like the biscuits?
Well, he hasn't had them
yet.
He
hasn't even had them?
I've only had them the one time.
But we got clearance?
Yeah, he's totally thrilled. You know, yeah. Anything having to do with you, he's thrilled about, but... Yes, so we're supposed to run everything by him. We're getting better about doing that. But yes, I know what you mean. But luckily, it's for us, it's pretty simple because as we're thinking of a new product or a collaboration, we really just think, would we use it ourselves in our family, in our family life? Would our family want to be a part of this or eat it or, you know, drink it or use it? Would Pappy like it even?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds a little cheesy, but like, would our great grandfather be appalled? Would be rolling over his grave to see that we're coming out with this? If that's the case, no, heck no, we're not doing that. So we kind of like live by, you know, those
That's
thoughts.
A good compass. Yeah. That you know someone's taste and you can continue to honor it. That's really exciting. And where can customers both here in Charleston and outside find your new bourbon maple biscuits?
Well, we're selling them on our website, and they will all be shipped through Cali's, though, since we don't know how to ship biscuits. every retail order can come through our site, and then they can be purchased at Cali's shops, at the biscuit shops.
Yep, at our shops and some select retailers. Retailers call us. We'd love to have. It's a limited edition, so there's only a small quantity.
Yep.
And so you got to get them while they're hot. Callie's Biscuits and Pappy & Co. both selling them.
Fantastic. Unfortunately, we have to wrap up. We have a very full lineup today, but it's been lovely talking with you both, and I can't wait to taste your new collaboration. So thank you so much, Louise Van Winkle Breen, for joining us, and of course, our friend Carrie Morey. I hope to see more of you over the festival weekend and have
thank
a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Yes. Yeah, this was fun. Thank you.
Of course, and I'm Hannah Forden. Thank you so much to Le Creuset and the Julia Child Foundation for making our coverage here possible. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a really fun show.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.